So I've been quoting from this article by Rav Schechter in the Nefesh HaRav about Mesora. So yesterday we went through, we said the Rambam in the beginning, in his Hakdama to the Mishnah Torah, there's 40 generations that gave over the Torah one to another. And the question is, but he only goes to Ravina Ravashi. After Ravina Ravashi, he doesn't mention anybody. The Meiri brings it up to his own time. The Rambam doesn't do that. So why does the Rambam stop there? So it means that there was a different, is it that up until then, they're called Chachmei HaMesora. Why? Because they gave over the Torah Sheba Al Peh. In other words, even though the Mishnah was redacted in the time of Rebbe, but when they would teach Torah, they didn't teach it from the written text. So they're still called Chachmei Mesora. After that period of time, not. This is a piece of Torah that Rav Schechter heard the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So now he's continuing on. He brings down, the Ramah brings down a Choshen Mishpat, that if a Dayan disagrees, you know, based on different proofs with the ruling of an earlier Bezdin, he's entitled to be Cholek and have a different ruling. And the Rambam says that one Bezdin can disagree with the previous Bezdin. The only thing is if you have like a Gzeira or a Takana, that unless you, that they can't do that. So he quotes from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik that let me just mention also, he says that there's, I'm trying to simplify this whole thing, there's a Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah says that an Amora could really be Cholek with a Tana. In other words, if you look in the Gemara, it takes it that Amoraim can't be Cholek with Tanaim. He says that Amoraim could really be Cholek, but they just, as a convention, they accepted not to do it. So he says that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said that up until the time of Ravina Vashi, meaning in that, up until that time, people become cholik with one another, but after the time of Ravina Ravashi, now it's a different getter. In other words, I can't be cholik with anything that the Gemara says. The Gemara, that's the end of a period of time. So that's one period, now it's a different period. So so he says Achronim technically could be cholik with Rishonim, but we can't be cholik with anything that came in the time of the Gemara. So he says, Rav Schechter says, he heard from the Rav that there's a Rambam that says in Hilchot Tshuva, he says Shloshahim Kofrim B'Torah, there are three different people that are called Kofrim. The Rambam goes, he says there are certain people who are Aminim, people who Apikorsim, certain people who are Kofrim, you know, deserving candidates get each category. So with the Kofrim B'Torah, he says Omer Shein Torah Mi'im Hashem, if a person says the Torah is not from the Ribono Shel Olam, or even if he says one word in the Torah is not from the Ribono Shel Olam, he's a Kofrim, Shoin. And it says V'chena Kofrim B'Perusha U'Torah Shebaal Peh, if a person denies the Perusha Torah Shebaal Peh, he says, I don't know, I think tefillin should be between the nose, or whatever, like the Torah says. So he's a kofer also. And then, Bahamachish Magideh, Rama says if a person contradicts the transmitters of Torah, if a person's Machish Magideh, so means if a person is Mevaza, one of the Chachmei Torah, who are known as one of the Bali Mesora, if a person, in other words, a person disparages one of the Chachmei Chachamim mentioned in the Gemara, and he says that his hashkafa is off the track, or his deya was inferior, or they were defective in their personal life, or something like that, he also has a din in Kofer Torah Shebaal Peh. And then, so the idea is that the people up until the time Rabin Ravashi, so those are the Bali Mesora. So if you're Kofer on them, Then you're a kofer. Then you got it. You made it. You're a kofer. Okay. Now, yeah.
Is he referring to any Jew, or just a learned Jew who then fit those categories, or is he meaning even someone who was raised with nothing and doesn't really know anything?
Yeah, I mean,
so what's he really referring to?
Well, the person, he maybe know nothing, but the Metzius is, he's a kofer, you know, if he does those things. I mean, you're talking about like a Tino Shanishba type of situation, but the Metzius is, like, it's like saying, yeah, it's like saying the person's a Tino Shanishba. So was he Michal Shabbos? Yeah, he's Michal Shabbos. Should I judge him a little favorably? Maybe, but the Metzius is, he's Michal Shabbos, you know, so same thing, he's Kofer B'Torah. All right, then he gets into a piece, we'll do this a little bit more tomorrow maybe, about with Parshat Korach. You know, the Rav gave a famous drasha, and he spoke to the RCA about this. It's connected in the Rabbi Abram Bezdin has a book, you know, Reflections of the Rav, about the common sense revolution with Korach, and Korach says the whole Eda, everybody's Kadosh, so what do we need you, Moshe and Aaron? That's basically his taina. So the Rav wanted to say that Korach was denying the chashivas of the connection it has to be between a Rav and a Talmud. In other words, that gufa is what he's denying, that you know we don't need Rebbeim in Klal Yisrael, and that so I'll bleed it. I'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow night. Okay, you have the main thing for tonight.